B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Andrea and Cornelius, you say there's an imposter among us? What's going on?
This guy was picking on a lifeguard. He says that's what he always does. And he says, "You don't know me, do you?" And the kid just looked at him confused. And he goes, "I'm Manny from the morning show."
Buddy, were you in Cornelius?
No, I was at the pool yesterday, but I was at the pool in Waxhaw. And...
Right. No, this was Saturday, and I saw him leaving yesterday.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And he, wow, there's an imposter on the loose.
This isn't the first time this has happened. That's the annoying thing.
That.
And of all the people on the show, why do they want to be me?
Oh, well.
I don't know, buddy.
I don't know.
Did he do anything bad? Did fake Manny do anything
obnoxious?
Obnoxious, questionable? Did he steal?
Yeah, he stole a football off these kids and then started playing a football game in the pool with them.
Oh, well, he started playing with them.
Yeah. Well, did he take the football with him and left?
Well, yeah, went home.
I mean, did he leave a positive impression on people or a negative impression?
All he did was talk.
Oh, it sounds like Manny.
Are you sure you weren't in Cornelius?
I swear. Are you sure you weren't in Waxhaw? Is the question. So you were suspicious the whole time because you're a fan of the MRL Morning Show and you know what I look like, right?
No, I did not know what you looked like.
It obviously didn't sound like Manny.
No, it didn't. He had a different accent. I'm from upstate New York, so I have lots of cousins in Pennsylvania, and they sounded more like my cousin's accent.
Interesting.
And he was going around saying, "Hey, I'm Manny from Kiss 95.1. What did he say he did on the morning show?
He said he did the music part.
Oh, that's not, we don't do that. There's someone else that does that.
I know. I'm just like,
yeah.
No. Oh, that's so annoying.
I listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys. You know, I'm just like, this guy is not him. Plus, he looked like he's early 30s.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
she knows you're old.
Not his early 30s.
you think I'm older than that?
I know you're in your 40s.
Oh, that's right, I am.
Yeah. Hey, next time you see
I'm
him.
I'm older than you, so I know you're in your 40s.
No, it's okay. I'm in my 44s.
Yeah. But uh-huh. Next time you see him, try to snap a picture of him. I'm dying to know what this guy looks like.
And could the fake Manny call in? I want to talk to him.
Oh, he won't come. He won't come clean, though, I imagine. You would have to call him out, Andrea, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way I could call him out, and I'm like, "Well, I know your wife's name. I know your kid's name. Could I just say a different name and see if he agrees?"
Right. Yeah. Like, how are your kids, Angela and Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry that this fake Manny was an imposter and ruined your afternoon.
He didn't ruin my afternoon. I just, you know.
Well, he's ruined my morning.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, thank you. Because, like, when you sent us a text message, I said to Roy and Lorraine, I go, this is, like, at least you told us. Like, can you imagine there's people out there that saw this or witnessed something weird and didn't tell us?
Sure. Like, how often does he do it?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Producer Nicole got called out for doing something weird at a concert, which we'll have to talk about this week.
Mm.
So.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the report. Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's annoying because that happened to me at Tweetsie years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody went up there to Tweetsie Railroad and said, "I'm Manny," and demanded a whole bunch of stuff. And unfortunately, like, the owners of Tweetsie got in touch with us here. And they were like, "Hey, just to let you know, somebody, we don't think it was Manny, but somebody said they were Manny. Was he up there?"
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Weekend and I wasn't, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so interesting that people would go that length to to get something.
It's almost like they think that we get a bunch of free stuff.
We don't.
We don't. We pay. I mean,
joke's on you.
Remind people what we're doing today at like 11 a.m.
We're literally cleaning the streets.
Yeah.
And not getting paid for that either. We're just trying to make the Charlotte cleaner.
Yeah.
But we don't. We buy all the things that we, you know, have. We don't get it for free, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's not like we show up to a movie theater and they're like, oh, it's Roy. Let him in.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No, absolutely not. Concerts are the same way. There's a certain amount of tickets that go around the building.
And
but
we give them away on the radio, typically.
I wonder if anyone spotted Roy or Lauren out in public, but you weren't sure it was them and you didn't want to say anything. Like I just said during that call, somebody, we can't get into it now. We don't have enough time. But Nicole, you were called out for something.
What did Nicole do?
I want to know what Nicole did.
She was
To be clear, I didn't do anything. It was the people that I was with.
That's true.
Well, but you know what? You got to be careful with that, too. If you're with
Guilty
the rowdy,
by association.
Yeah, if you're with the rowdy group.
An MRL show family member was out and about, and they thought it was Nicole. They weren't sure it was Nicole. It was at a concert, and they said that the people that Nicole were with kind of made it less approachable for her.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. But well, I'm telling you, I want to dive in deeper into that.
Oh, I do too.
But if maybe you're in that spot that that she was in, Andrea, 704-570-9595. We're just curious, just looking to see if this happens more than we think.
I'm a little afraid that we're going to discover that there's a lot more imposters.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering, Roy.
No.
Like, have you ever been somewhere and you heard someone say that they were part of the radio station? Forget the MRL show, but like, hey, I'm part of the radio station. Or do you know who I am?
Oof.
But Meanie, your imposter, I believe that's the same person.
Oh, yeah, from the Tweety Real. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I
do.
I think it's the same person.
What's the chances there's multiple people running around and pretending to be you?
That's what I wanted to know.
Your life's not that great.
So I'm like, why? Like, Loren's the one that lives in the Chateau.
Yeah.
Roy's the one that lives in South End. Nicole, producer Nicole, lives in Plaza Midwood. I live in Waxhaw. You're the family. What do you want from me? All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.